This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Through the years, the dairy industry continues to try to right the wrong information. Joining us, Dr. Frank Mittlanger, professor and air quality extension specialist with the Department of Animal Science at UC Davis. He says through the years we've seen it, more people becoming disconnected with farm life.
We have not done a good job on the communication side overall. Agriculture has, by and large, spoken internally to internal players, and we feel pretty well informed internally, but the rest of the world doesn't have a clue what we're talking about. Not a clue what we're talking about. And I know that because I teach countless students in classes. These are 20-year-olds, really smart, pretty smart kids. But, you know, if you think that they're well informed as to where their food comes from and how it's produced, then think again. They don't. They don't have a clue where their food comes from. But they think they are really well informed. The same is true for policymakers and so on. They all think they kind of know. It's shocking how little they know. Our educational system is structured in a way where people don't learn anything, you can say, about the things that really matter in life, like food, the impact of food on health, health overall. They don't learn anything about money. How is it possible that these really important topics are not covered in our educational system? They are not. So I don't think I can change the educational system. But what I can do is break down the stuff that I'm a subject matter expert in into a language that people will understand. And I need help with that because this is not a one-man show that can change this, okay? This is all of us having to make a concerted effort to explain what we do to people who really care. I'm not talking about an attempt to change, you know, these people hate animal agriculture. They think that animal agriculture is cruel to animals. It's devastating to our environment. It's bad for your health and so on. These people you will never change. And I think every player in agriculture needs to understand that you can really safely stop trying now, okay? You will not change them. Instead, you should go after those people who actually really like your products. That's the vast majority of people in this society. These are the ones we want to reach. It's the moms that go shopping for food and now wonder, shall I get the real beef patty or shall I get the Beyond patty? Because I heard the one is better for the environment. Okay, these are the people we want to reach. I can guarantee you that we have never had food produced more sustainable, more healthful, and more affordable than what we produce today. Never before, 100% sure. But we have not done a good job at all engaging with the public. And that's just the truth. If you are on social media, I encourage you to be on Twitter. Now, I know many people in agriculture say, I don't like Twitter. And I was in your camp until 1.5 years ago. And now that I am on Twitter, I have 3 million impressions every month. And it's important that you become an influencer. I have seen 20, 25-year-old dairymen who are on Twitter who have an enormous number of followers. Why? Because they show that they are authentic and what they do day in, day out. There's this guy from Washington. I'll just tell you that very short story. His name is F-A-B-E-R, Faber, on Twitter. He has 40,000 followers. He is extremely effective, okay? Extremely effective. I don't know if he told me or one of his colleagues, but I asked one of these really effective dairymen, how come that you're so effective on social media? And you know what he said? He said, my success is authenticity. I mean, we always want to depict dairy in this romanticized fashion. Forget it. That's not the way to do it. Just tell the way it is, and people will love you for it.
Our thanks to Dr. Frank Mittlanger, UC Davis professor and air quality CE specialist in the Department of Animal Science. You can follow Dr. Frank at GHG Guru on Twitter and also read his blog at clear.ucdavis.edu.
Who's listening to farm radio? Recent studies show 82% of farmers listen to their local farm radio station at least 4 days a week. Thanks for being part of that 82%. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.